Okay, my name is Lynn Free, and this is our Monday night conference call simulcast. And what we usually do is just have everyone, we have people on the telephone conference line, and we have people on the internet listening. And so, I don't know if people are going to show up, but I invited people from Message a Day, which is my, maybe they're showing up, which is my daily emailer. And if any of you who are listening have not subscribed, I wanted to recommend it. Go to messageaday.net and subscribe. And I'm not going to explain what it is. You'll have to just go figure it out. But go there. People are getting great responses and a lot of cognitions. And I hear dishes in the background. And so did you. So let's see who's on the line with us tonight. This is on the conference call. So would any of you that are there care to say your name and your city?
Glenda Mesa.
Oh, my God. We got everybody at once. Hi, Glenda.
Of course.
Glenda. That's one that's in action, guys. That was Glenda and Mesa. And I heard it, I heard another voice there.
Alan and Sedona. How you doing?
Okay. Now I heard Alan in Sedona.
Roger in Michigan.
Wait a second, Michigan. Who was in Michigan?
Roger.
Roger.
Yeah,
Roger Vail. Is that Roger Vail?
Yeah.
Hey, Roger. I just read your email a moment ago. Okay.
Oh, great. Well, good to hear your voice.
This is the first time you've been on the line, right?
Actually, it was on 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. I remember now. Okay, who else is there?
Beth from El Segundo.
Hey, Beth.
Hey, Wynn.
Temperance from Massachusetts.
Who from Massachusetts?
Temperance.
Hi, Temperance.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, I feel like I know you.
I feel like I know you, too.
I've been reading your emails now for 2 weeks, right?
I'm so excited to make this connection.
Yeah. Okay. And who else is on the line?
This is Vilma in Atlanta, Georgia.
Bill?
Vilma?
Oh, Vilma. Good. I'm glad you're not Bill, okay? Because you have the wrong voice for a Bill. Hi, Vilma. Nice to have you. And who else is there?
Emmy, Tucson.
Now, I heard Emmy from Tucson.
Yeah.
And who else?
Carol from Arkansas.
Carol from Arkansas. And who else?
Mm-hmm. Sharon from West Virginia.
Sharon from West Virginia.
Yes.
And who else? Anyone else?
Donna from North Carolina.
Hi, Donna.
Hello.
And who else? Is there no one? No, we're all announcing yourselves to the world because we're on BBS radio right now.
May I ask a question, Emmy?
Is that me?
I have a question. Twice it happened to me. I was a little bit late, like 5-7 minutes. And I could no longer enter. Did you mute them then?
I mean, I'm so glad. I thought you were going to ask me a tough question. Like, where do
no,
you
No, it happened twice. I just was 7 minutes after, and I could not.
Okay, I'll tell you what happens. We are on a free conference line, and that the way it works is that it's 6 o'clock. There's a lot of people that start their conferences. I tell people you should come in like 2 or 3 minutes before 6 because since it's a free service, I have no one to complain to. I'm grateful we have a free service to use, and it's been fairly reliable. But when you come in after 6, if a lot of people have scheduled conferences for that particular day, this company has only so many lines going into their circuit. So then, when all those lines are filled, you can't get in. That's what happens.
Okay, that's fine. I just was wondering. Sometimes I cannot be that exact. But, you know, I just wanted to know so I understand it. Okay, thank you.
So the only way to do it is to keep, usually, if you call 10 or 15 times, eventually you'll get in. Because somebody will hang up one of the other calls.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, you have to keep trying till you get that moment that somebody hangs up.
Okay.
Okay? So.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Who else is on there?
Hi, Wynn. This is David.
David in Sedona.
Hi, David.
Yes, how are you doing?
Who's telling David hello?
Carol in Arkansas.
Well, do you know David, Carol?
No.
Oh, okay.
He's telling you hello.
Well, you do now.
Hi, Carol.
Hi. You doing okay?
David, she wants to know if you're doing okay.
Yes, and I'm sure she's doing great, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Good.
I'm here.
Yeah, well, you know, very few people will admit that they are not doing great when they got 20 people on a conference line and God knows how many people in on the Internet listening to them, okay? Because we have our self-images to worry about. Even though they're
sorry?
Not, that's okay. No, don't be sorry. I'm just I decided when I did these calls I had to not care what people thought of me. Because if I cared about what they thought of me, I would screw it up. That's true for people who channel, too, you know. If somebody is channeling, if they care or if they're self-conscious what other people think, they will unconsciously try to please that person, and they can put in distortions to the channeling. So, being in the public is a really good test to see if you can be here and be spontaneous and not worry what people think. Hey, is there anyone else that came in that hasn't said anything?
Marianne in Chula Vista's here.
Hi, Marianne.
Hello.
Hi, Marianne.
Hello.
Emmy's here.
Yeah.
anyone else here? Okay. So we got everybody. And I also told people in Message a Day. Does everyone know what Message a Day is? Is anyone on the line that doesn't know what it is? Everyone knows. Probably everyone signed up. Because we have, like, two fairly distinct groupings of people that are connected with the work we're doing here. And one group is the people that have been coming into the conference calls for a long time now. We've been doing them for 3 years. And my challenge at a certain point was, I'll mute everybody so you don't hear the dishes.
All callers are muted.
My challenge was at the point that I realized, hey, this is real. I think I'm talking to who they're saying they are. And if they are, how do I do this? How do I make it valuable for other people? Now, that was not an easy thing to figure out, and it still is not an easy thing, except it feels like finally, I've got a vision of how to do this. I hope the world will hang around long enough so there's time to put it out, because it's kind of an amazing interaction I've been creating. And the conference calls was one way of doing it. It was my first way. I asked in a channel, and I said, if I do a conference call, would you, I was talking to the Elohim, I said, would you guys work with the people in the conference call? And they said they would. And that's how we started doing the calls. And for the very first call, I believe that I just took out questions and answers with the Elohim, and started reading some of the passages, and I could feel a shift in the energy, and so could Wayne and Suzanne and the other people on that call. And we just kept coming back every week and reading another chapter, or occasionally a chapter from the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. And there was a change in energy every week. And then, I don't know if you guys heard this, but there was a conference call that I invited Daphne to come into the call. I guess you all know who Daphne is. And she was living in Cape Cod, and she was teaching music, and I was in California. And she started coming into the calls as a guest. And in the middle of the call, there was this amazing channeling from the Elohim introducing themselves. And we didn't know that was going to happen. And it just kind of floored everybody. And then we didn't know that we could channel on the phone line. And in fact, I didn't even know that I could do this with other people listening. I didn't know that it would work. Or one of the things about doing a public channeling is that, we've talked about this many times, but I can't say it enough, that people tend to give up their power to channeling. A channel tends to still be human enough to want to please other people. So when you do something publicly, it probably puts the channel in some greatest disadvantage, because whatever dispensation they have to please anyone can express itself as a distortion, or, you know, going back and forth between the source and their own thinking mind. And so the channeling becomes less accurate. And of course, if you do it in the public, everyone thinks this is the be-all, end-all, and whatever said, everyone will remember forever, and you have no time to edit it, review it, consider it. It's just out there. So, you know, doing public channelings is tricky, and it probably works when there's two criteria. And one of the criteria is that the channel has a very high intention and doesn't care what people think about them. And then if they do a public channeling, they probably will keep it fairly clean. And so it seems like it's Terry, are you on the line? Usually Terry's on the line. Some of you know that this is I would say fly-by-night operation. Fly-by-night, that's funny. Astral flying by night. It's like a seat-of-the-pants operation. Terry gets off from work, and if you've been listening to the calls, she goes to the parking lot at McDonald's, and I could be anywhere. I could be in Starbucks, and I'm going out to my car. And, you know, when I write, I like going to coffee shops, going to Starbucks, and Terry works all day. And so we do this the best that we can under circumstances. And, you know, actually, by this time, I thought, you know, Roger addresses this. This is something that is could reach a lot of people. I know that, and other people know that, but it hasn't been very easy to get a momentum going, a really big momentum. And I believe that has been true, because even though, no matter which way you look at this, it withstands scrutiny. It's real. There's no way we could fake it. There's miracles. There's, you know, it's got the whole deal. And yet, when you know that, how many people can you share to someone else about that? Not very many. In fact, most people, none. Because they try talking about it, and it sounds like they're nuts, or they just joined a cult. So I've watched this, and it creates very, you know, a difficulty in word of mouth, or I think it's called viral marketing, viral marketing. No, viral marketing would be for strong men. Viral marketing is like virus, right? So viral marketing is where something gets big because one person tells another. So I find that in most cases, I got to stick my neck out and be the guy that's thrust because people hear the story from me and they tend to believe it. And they hear it from someone else and it sounds crazy. So that's been the challenge. Now, for a long time, we've just kind of been like a steady group that's been coming into these calls of, you know, so many, 20, 30, 40 people. And there's a lot more people getting interested as a result of Message a Day. And I did say I would attempt to answer some questions tonight. Is Terry there? Okay, maybe Terry's not going to show up tonight. That's how we are. She's usually in the McDonald's parking lot, and now she's not here. So maybe she's working late or God knows what. But I will tend to try to answer some questions because I know there's a lot of questions that come up for people. And Suzanne, who kind of is the person that's kind of, how would I say it, the liaison for new people. And she says, when they're asking me all these questions, and I don't know the answer. So you might as well try asking me some questions, and maybe you'll find I don't know the answers either. But I do know, I mean, I do have like, 7 years of conversations with these guys. And I've asked most everything you could think of. And I don't know if I'll remember all the answers, but we can try. And if you're on DBS, you can call up the following number for a question, which is 888-228-4494. 888-228-4494. Or their non-free toll, their non-free line is 530-776-5154. And so you can ask questions if you dial those in, and Seth will interrupt me and say, we have a question. And does anyone, let me unmute everyone on the line.
All callers are unmuted.
Now remember, I'm not a channel, at least not officially. Sometimes things come through me, but when you ask a question, I can answer best based on answers that I've heard previously. Or if it's a personal question or something about your own life issue, you can try it and access my own levels of wisdom on those. I'm not a vehicle for Elohim and Ra directly through my voice. Although Terry may be on the line later. Are you on yet, Terry? No, she's not going to save me tonight. Terry may be on the line later and answer questions. And then on Wednesday, we have an awesome channel, Matthew, who actually is also not a vehicle for the Elohim and Ra, and there's a bit of a mystery as to who he really channels. They call themselves his source, but they're very deep, and they're very wise, and people have had many, many good experiences as a result of listening in to the Wednesday night channelings. So, okay, the lines are open. Does anyone have a question for me?
Yes.
He's not here. Thank you. At least not in the body.
Ben, I have a question.
Now, who is that?
It's Roger.
Roger, I thought it was you. Go ahead, Roger.
Roger, from my point of view, I haven't seen anything that addresses what we might do to help our bodies through this shift in energy, this ascension process. Has there been any instruction or any tips along the way?
You know, we've never asked our sources specifically that, although we have asked lots and lots of questions about health, which I don't know if I'll remember them right now. I can tell you they consistently say drink a lot of water. And they consistently say eat a lot of vegetables. But that doesn't sound very much different than your regular doctor. I don't know other than that, in terms of diet or exercise, what would be good. I would say if one, this is something I know is true, if you can make a connection with these guys, if you can learn how to connect with them, you can have a lot of stuff go right on your body that was going wrong. Because they have the ability to holographically move into your energy field and work with you very closely. And maybe, I think, later on in the call, we'll do a little meditation, and I'll see if I can't get them working with everyone here on the call. Let me see. What time is it? It is 6:22. So, although I'm not a channel, per se, I can feel their energies, and they tell me when I... Somebody's got dishes. Stop rattling your dishes. When I talk about them, they come into the space. So all the people that are on the call can usually feel that. So I would say this is, you know, that's the most important aspect of whenever we get together, feeling their energies, and also realizing that the goal here is not to just let me be the guy that calls in the energies and you feel them. It could be looked like an initiation. Like in the old days when they initiated people, it was a formal way of doing what we're doing, which is bringing their energy in so that you can feel their energy and then internalizing it, learning to hold it for yourself.
Giving it back to someone else.
And giving it back to someone else. But first you have to learn to receive it and to hold it. And, you know, if there were enough people doing that, the whole planet would ascend. Because it's not about teaching something, it's not about the mind, it's about this energy that you get initiated to, or you get to feel. So I'm like a representative of it, and then so are you, because you catch it from me. Now there's somebody I think on the line, I think so, if I got Seth right. So Seth, do you want to put our person through?
Hello?
Hi there.
Can you hear me?
Welcome.
Hi there.
Who's that?
It's Noella from Canada calling in.
Hi Noella, I recognize
Noella
your name
Canada.
Well. Yes. What city in Canada?
What's that?
What city are you in Canada?
In Ottawa. Ottawa, Canada. Yeah.
Okay.
The capital. Yeah.
So stump me with a question, Noella.
Okay. I this probably has been asked before, but I'll try, okay? And by the way, thanks for the MP3s on the channeling with Matthews. It's really clear and easier to hear than over the phone. So
you know what?
I'll
tell you, Kathy and I have been talking about doing this, and what we're going to probably do is we have three events during the week. We have the Monday night conference call, we have the Wednesday night channeling, and we have the Sunday grid healing, which always has a channeling from Terry. It's kind of a planetary healing. That's three things during the week, and what we're going to do is start putting them on MP3s and making them available on Message a Day. And then after we do that for a while, people are going to subscribe to it. But it's going to be free.
Yep,
and then
maybe
after a month, if people get used to it, we'll charge really a small amount of money, like $5 a month.
I mean, that's a great idea, Wynn. That's good.
And that way, we can support the work we're doing. Because up till now, it's been like, how do we... I'm caught in, and I think I'm starting to get the feel of this, but I've been caught in...
We'll have to manifest some dollars for you.
Well, thank you. Just send them in. But I can't I can't do this as a business, or it loses its intent. But if I don't do it as a business, I live in Skid Row. So I have to,
I think most of us want to, anyways. It's business or not, you know. So it's a business that gives in return. So don't worry about it. It'll happen.
Thank you.
I'll have some free money for you.
Good. Okay.
But, my question, is there any other way the Elohim talk to us other than channeling, like street signs or, like if you ask a question, just say you're walking and just say, oh, Elohim, I have a question for you. Can you give me a sign for this question or something, like a butterfly landing on you? Would they do something like that?
Well, yes. You know what? They say they create synchronicities. So they can that's a question which I don't believe I've ever asked that specifically. Terry, are you on the line yet?
Well, Wynn, I'll get off the phone, and you can answer the best you can, okay? And
yes.
It was nice talking to you.
Nice talking to
Bye-bye.
You. Okay. All
Bye.
Right. So, both group souls can communicate with us. And part of the communication is to first feel their hologram. And, of course, feeling their hologram is probably one of the best communications because you feel this presence in your space. And, of course, they say they're merging themselves in our group or they've got a partnership to communicate with us as both of them. But, if you take them apart, they both kind of feel different. And the rod group is like more inside you. They're like more, they are you. They are you inside you. And like when you feel all your chakras opening up, it's probably the rod group that you're energetically connecting with. And the Elohim group is all around you. And so when you feel light energy in the space around you, it's the Elohim group. And as I've told people, that really we are them. It's not like, we feel separated, so we make the model that they're separate from us. And maybe we have to do that for a long time because it's not so easy to move from the feeling of separation to the feeling of oneness. But ultimately...
There is no separation.
Well, there is, we know that in our mind, but many people have the challenge of going from, how do I not, some people have had many past lives and they move into this very easily. And other people, are working with huge obstacles inside themselves, whether it's traumas, whether it's mental structures, whether it's limiting belief patterns, and they can't do it. They can't go into the feeling of the oneness. Now, I'm hoping that we'll do that on this call before the calls, and you guys will experience that. I know many of you already have. So the more you experience it, the more you get used to it, the more you can manifest it, the more you can just live it. Like, I am all that is, and wherever I go, I am, and so is everything I meet is part of me. Who just came on the line?
This is Terry in Los Angeles.
Terry, I was going to fire you, but I can't find anyone to replace you. How come you're coming so late?
didn't leave work in time and also couldn't get in.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was hard to get in to the call, huh?
Right.
You know, in that case, you could call me, and I could conference you in. I did that with Matthew the other day. Remember?
Okay.
So, because I was missing you. I keep hearing a beep, and I say, I hope that's Terry. And so I'm glad you're here. See, what time is it? It's 6:31. So, somebody had a question, which is probably a good question for them to answer. But before, maybe we'll just get all the questions for them to answer in one fell swoop. So I'll just write it down. And that was from Noella in Canada. And the question, now don't answer it now. But should I tell you what it is, or should I tell you it later? Right? Are you there, Terry?
Yes. Are these questions for me?
Well, they're for not for you, but for those guys. You know.
Oh.
I mean, but we need you to get to them. Okay. You become really indispensable.
Oh.
And you were late. All right. So I'm going to put that question, and we're going to get back to it. And let me read the phone number again for BBS. It's 888-228-4494. 888-228-4494. And if you have a question, either for me, now Terry's on the line, so we might even get some answers from our friends in high places. And anyone on the phone line have a question?
I have a question.
And who is that?
This is Temperance.
Okay, hi Temperance, yes.
If you want to make the connection and you're not sensitive enough at this moment, is intention enough to draw them to you?
I'll answer that from myself, and then we'll see what they... If you want to make a connection, is intention enough to draw them to you? Okay. Temperance?
Yes.
Do you want to make a connection right now?
Yes.
Shut your eyes. Feel the energy. Just say, I am open to your energy flowing into me. And this is only for positive sources, for the Elohim group or Ra groups. Now, can you feel a stillness inside of yourself?
I do. I feel very heat.
And if you shut your eyes, can you feel any light around your third eye?
Yes.
And can you feel energy on the top of your head?
Yes.
You made a connection.
Oh, wow. My cat jumped off my lap.
All right. You know, one trick about making a connection is to do, that's why we do all these conference calls, is to do it with someone else. Because two people create a very strong energy between them, and it gives them the opportunity to come into the space. The way that it seems to me, the way that I've learned to observe this, is that when you're by yourself, you need to create a very pristine, energetic space to make the connection, and you may not, because you were so used to being contracted in our own life. All of us are contracted. I won't say all of us, but most of us live in a state of contraction. As soon as you have loving energy, truly spiritual loving energy with another person, you start connecting with that person. And when you connect with that person, you open up to the energy and you connect in another dimension if it's a spiritual connection. And when that happens, you start expanding and they can see that and they can join with you and you can feel it when they join. And you can feel the space get big around you. And if you shut your eyes, it feels like you're in a really, really big space. And so the conference calls, one of the reasons I kept doing conference calls is because it gives people the opportunity to get into that expanded space with other people. And it's a lot easier coming into these calls. So people are holding the conference calls every night of the week. Some of the people have learned how to hold that space because they've been doing it. So I only do the Monday call, and then I kind of moderate the Wednesday Matthew call. But then there's Suzanne and Mary Ann, and there's other people that during the week are just doing holding of the light conference calls that people can feel the energy. And that, like, is training you to hold that energy for yourself. So, thank you. Thanks for asking.
Thank you.
That was a good question. And thanks. You know, I didn't know whether I would do that or not, but we did it. Okay. So.
Yes.
And you want to know something? When we did that, guess what? Everyone on the call could feel it because we're all in oneness. So I won't say, let me just say, I don't know that if everyone felt it, but let me ask you guys, and you can be honest, when we did that, how many of you felt it?
I did.
Yeah. And we don't know who you are, so how many of you felt nothing when we did it? I promise not to recognize your voice. Okay. Well, I'm sure if you felt nothing, don't feel you're a failure. Believe me, I felt nothing most of my life. And so it's like there's still hope because look what I'm doing now. So just keep coming into these calls and pay close attention because this is something that can lift in a moment. And you see the beauty of this. When two people do it, there's everyone feels it, or everyone that's a little bit open can feel it. And that's the way the world expands its paradigm. Because, you know, you go out into the world, you feel it, and then other people feel it around you, and other people feel it around them. It's just too damn slow. So you guys are teaching me to have the confidence to know that what I do. I didn't know that I could do that, okay? I learned that by doing these conference calls and calling in the light and suddenly feeling like I was connecting with everybody. But I wondered, did they all know they were connecting, or was I just thinking that in my mind? And it took a while to figure out that I really was connecting. And now I know when I have that feeling, those of you who are coming into the calls, share it with me. And we share it with each other. So, thank you. Any other questions?
Okay, yes.
Now, who is that?
This is Carol in Arkansas.
Okay.
Okay. When I was a child, 7 or 8 years old, I walked down to the pasture, and I knelt on my knees, and I prayed to help
mm-hmm.
people. I ran away from them. I was engulfed in this beautiful light. I said, yeah, Carol, you can do that. And I went through a life of abuse. Traumatic things happened to me. But now I know I'm still okay. I'm still part of the light. Just want to share that.
So that's not a question. You're just sharing, huh?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You are part of the light, and I'm so honored to have you sharing and part of the work we're doing. And anyone else?
How can you know if you're a
hacker? Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. We don't have that much time. It's amazing how quick the time passes. You know, when this call started tonight, I was thinking, I don't have anything to say. When am I going to talk to these people? And, you know, I said, should I have prepared something? And no, I don't like to prepare things. I know that things get most energetic when it's chaotic, because then it forces us all to come into some space of reorganization of the chaos, which has a lot of energy in it. So, Jerry?
Yes.
You know, would you like to answer? You don't have to do this, okay? You know, Jerry, I try to limit Terry's channeling because she works so hard and when she channels, she gets really tired and then she sleeps a lot. and so we did, every Sunday we do this grid healing, and which you're all welcome who are on this line to come in to listen to and share. And it's the same number at 10 a.m. Pacific Sunday morning. And we create that energy and we move it around the world for healing, and it's very powerful. But we had a couple of questions that, and we have enough time to do it. We have about 9 minutes. So are you up for that, Terry?
All right. Can you repeat the questions, though? Because I didn't really get the questions.
I'm not going to repeat the questions. Aren't they psychic? Guys, answer the
feisty
question.
Tonight, huh, Terry?
All right. I forgot to record this call tonight. Gosh, everyone's going to be tuning into the replay line and saying, where is this? Well, we're going to start sending it, though, by MP3s, okay? Okay, guys, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have you guys subscribe to another, not message a day, but another replay line where you'll get links to all these calls, and we'll do it for free for a while, and then we'll charge $5 a month. And if somebody can't afford $5, we'll make it less than that. And in the meantime, Jerry, I'll ask you the questions, okay?
Okay.
We kind of have the light present, so I don't think I'll take the time to call it in right now, because time is running short. So the question was, do the Elohim, and I think we should include the Ra group and or the Ra group, communicate in other... Okay, well, I'm going to record this anyway.
To begin, this conference will now be recorded.
Okay. Do the Elohim and or the Ra group communicate in other ways besides channeling, i.e., sometimes if you see a sign or a butterfly or something happening in the world that seems like coincidental, could that be a communication from these groups?
We greet you in the love of the...
All callers are muted.
Yes, we do create other means of communication besides channeling. We are available to you in many ways, and vibration can take the root of the mental voice. All different ways, colors. A connection that the individual may be able to sense. There are given synchronicities, However, one creates synchronicities with his own intention. Intention is the bringer of situations to fulfill the intention. Therefore, the synchronicities may be in a pattern to fulfill karma and may be by some considered negative. And we do not necessarily participate in synchronicities. It's something that is drawn to the individual by the individual in the putting out of his intention and the reply of the universe and other situations that are in the same vibration as his intention vibration, what you attract, what you put out and wish to attract subconsciously or consciously, then you have a tendency to pull it in. If the intention is for the higher good, then we may put ourselves behind it also and create a resounding answer. So the answer is yes, we do respond in other ways besides channeling.
Thank you. And the other question was, if you want to make a connection, is intention strong enough always to cause that connection to happen?
It depends upon the intention, the magnitude of the intention. If the intention is for the higher good or the greater number of people, then this is a more likely scenario in which we would take part. We have partially answered this question in the answer to the last question. One does not need to sense us in order for us to receive the intention and to respond to the intention, and the physical universe also responds to intention, whether it be for the highest good or not. However, our forces will join when it is for the highest good. That is our answer.
Okay, thank you very much. Well, thank you for joining with us. And was that the Elohim and Ra, or was that the Elohim?
This was Ra'an, which is a combination of the Elohim and Ra, that
so,
you're making a route into the consciousness of the channel and able to harmoniously respond.
Okay. Well, it's 6:50, so that we have to sign off from VBS Radio. And what we are going to do is take a little minute of meditation on the phone line. If anyone on BBS wants to join us on the phone line, the phone number is 218-936-1100, and the PIN is 37525 pound, and we're going to do that right now. So if you're on BBS and you have not signed up for Message a Day, please go to www.messageaday.net and sign up, and you'll get one of our channeled messages every day in your inbox. So on that note, we say goodbye to BBS.